The Deep South is in a deep freeze. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain have gripped a region more accustomed to sun and surf. As a result, roads are a mess, and from South Louisiana to the Carolina coast, classes are canceled, airplanes are grounded, and businesses and government offices are closed. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
In Birmingham, Alabama today, just getting around town is practically impossible. As more snow than expected came down mid-morning, the traffic pileup started. Cars and trucks are skidding and sliding along the slick roads, triggering a tangle of fender benders. In what is developing into somewhat of a crisis, central Alabama is now under a civil emergency warning because of the hazardous driving conditions. Kim Harris got stuck trying to leave downtown when her office closed early.
The thing for me is the traffic. Like, I know everybody wants to get to their kids. I know everybody wants to get home. I do too.
This is just the kind of problem that Governor Robert Bentley had hoped to avoid.
The biggest risk is ice accumulation in South Alabama. And for that reason, we are urging motorists to limit travel to necessary or emergency travel only.
Bentley has asked the Alabama National Guard to help rescue stranded motorists. The state's transportation director, John Cooper, says this storm is a logistical challenge.
This is not a normal event for us. Most of our salting and sanding equipment is located in the northern part of the state. We have been in the process of moving as much of that as we can to the southern parts of the state.
Snow and ice are rare in typically balmy places like Mobile, New Orleans, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It's also a region with a lot of bridges. Sections of several major interstates are closed, and thousands of flights have been canceled. Mississippi Emergency Management Director Robert Latham is concerned about ice building on pine trees and knocking out power lines.
This is a significant weather event. It's nothing to take lightly, especially given the area of the state that's going to be impacted, part of the state that is not used to seeing winter weather.
In New Orleans, Mayor Mitch Landrieu had this warning.
It is very dangerous, and the dangers are real.
He wants residents to stay off the road and be ready for possible power outages. In Baton Rouge, shelves were cleared out at a Walmart where Connie Reese works in the produce department.
Yesterday was pretty busy up here. Customers just shopping, getting basically water, getting bread and juice and bananas.
Forecasters say a thaw won't come until Thursday, so Southerners should hunker down for at least another day of ice, snow, and bitter cold. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.